wanna know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
From our DC studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, what up, Dragon, this morning? Wife wanted to see the new Denzel Washington movie, Safe House, at the midnight showing. I looked at her like, are you serious? But, Tom, fantastic movie. Just want to say that. Jay, I'm not giving anything away. It's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Hey, Tom, you know, we talk a lot about spanking. You know, black folks, when we begin to talk about spanking, and so some of us think back in nostalgic ways when we got our behinds whooped by parents. But what does it really mean for the long-term development? Well, there's a new study that is out. Joan Durant of the University of Manitoba and Ron Insom of the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, they analyzed 20 years worth of research, and they say absolutely at least it is detrimental to the long-term growth of children. And so Ron joins us this morning. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
All right, Ron, let's get right to it. So if kids get spanked, they are going to be jacked up as adults. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
Well, there's a risk that they'll be jacked up as adults, for sure.
Were you, hey, Ron, were you spanked as a child?
You know, I remember my father smacking me on the butt once when I was
quite
young.
Yeah, you got smacked.
I think, that was the only time. And my sense of it now was that even at the time, I felt I deserved it.
Ron, you got smacked one time?
Once. Mind you, I was disciplined. But there's a difference between hitting kids to hurt them and discipline, which is about teaching kids how to behave respectfully.
So what is the study break it down? I mean, what do you say that if it continues, what does it lead to for that child as they grow up?
Well, that's the central question, Roland. And people should know that this is a study of studies, really. We reviewed an ever-growing number of really improving pieces of research over 20 years on this question of, we call it physical punishment, which includes spanking, punching, kicking, shaking, and making kids do painful things to, in a parent's mind, teach them a lesson or control them. And over the last 20 years, these studies have really become just about as persuasive as the studies that show us that inhaling smoke, whether it's your own or somebody else's, puts you at risk for all kinds of disease. So the question really now is, what are we going to do about what these studies have taught us? And I think the way it's important to look at it is this, that parents want their kids to turn out well.
Right.
Parents in every country of every ethnic and racial group want their kids to turn out well. But it's a bit like driving a car. You know, some people have been taught well and they drive safely, and other folks haven't been taught well and they drive dangerously. And this business of hitting kids has been around, it seems, for almost ever in most, if not all, countries.
Right.
And it's done by parents who have the best of intentions, who don't imagine that there could ever be sort of harm from it down the line. But, you know, once we drove around without seatbelts and we sucked up smoke in smoky rooms, realizing the harm.
I got to ask you this. I mean, you hear people say, I got my butt whooped and I turned out fine. And also in your case, you talked about this study, you said it includes kicking and punching as well. So, I mean, trust me, I get that. But what if it's just a question of spanking? Did you see that? Is there anything that breaks that out where that's different than if you punched or kicked the child?
Super question. And, you know, you've touched on two things that people think understandably all the time. And one is that, look, I know the difference between spanking a child from time to time and, you know, punching and kicking. People should never do that to kids. That's outright abuse. You know, those kids deserve protection. The thing is, Roland, that when you look at these studies, to a study, they can't find a difference in outcome for kids who were spanked.
Really?
Versus kids who were what you and I would define as assaulted. It puts them at the same risk for, here's your other question, not just, you know, replaying antisocial and violent behavior, and we got far too much of that in our societies. It puts them at risk for mental health problems later on, and it does something that no parent would ever want to do. It psychologically and actually physically distances kids from parents. So you think about it, if a kid figures he's going to get hit every time his parent is unhappy with him, he tends to move away from his parent and gets closed off to communications and doesn't want to be around. What parent wants that?
Well, Ron, it is certainly an interesting study. There's no doubt our text club, they will be definitely talking about it because this is always a hot topic among our audience. Well, Ron, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for your interest.
All right. What you think, Tom?
like most people who listen to this think, I turned out okay.